Friends, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Kate Werman here, your host, and you're listening to our very special mini-series on the Heart of Dating podcast, where we are tackling some of your hottest and biggest dating questions and hangups. Now, for this series, I brought on my good friend, JD Rogers, who is a pastor at The Porch, the largest young adults ministry in the world. And he also happens to be a single dude, okay? Now, today, JD and I are talking about how to stop making first dates so weird. Because y'all, I don't know what it is, but as Christians, we just can't seem to get this right. We put a lot of pressure on first dates. We make them awkward. We aren't even able to really enjoy ourselves. And we also have a tendency as a community in our church communities to freak out whenever we find out that two people we know are going on a date. Y'all, we need to chill. In the words of Taylor Swift, we need to calm down, okay? So JD and I redefine how we should look at a first date, what the goal of a first date is and should be, and how we can actually enjoy this process of dating. I also venture to say this episode is not only for first dates, but it really goes into the first few dates in the dating process. So are you ready for it? Are you ready to stop being awkward and making first dates so weird? I want you to enjoy your next first date. Let's get into it. And we're back, JD. What's up?
Here we go. Round. What round are we on?
I don't even know what round we're on. So we are on whatever round. And I'm pumped
about.
Welcome, everybody. Okay, I'm really pumped about this conversation because I think this is such a unique topic. We are talking tonight about how to stop making first dates so weird. And I think that this is unique to Christianity or Christian dating, basically, because I just think that we as Christians and trying to date make first dates so weird. So weird. Like, do you see this, JD?
Yes. Pet peeve. Yes. I do.
Oh my God.
We have to put an end to it.
It has to stop. Okay.
it stops here.
So why don't we start, like, tell me some of your like biggest pet peeves of why you see people do this and why you think it's awkward and should be stopped. Yeah,
totally. Okay. Well, first off, there's so many variables. Cause like you go from like, if you haven't been a Christian your whole life, or if at any point in your life, a lot of people, the problem is they're transitioning from like cultural dating, which honestly isn't really healthy. And there's not really even dating involved a lot of times. It's like hookups.
Yeah.
And then you meet someone that's actually kind of cool. And you're like, I want to keep hooking up with you. And then now we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and right, suddenly we're exclusive and we kind of like stay over and play house. And how did we get here? I don't really know. And that's not healthy. And so I'm not saying, and like, honestly, the reason why that might have even felt more quote unquote smooth or natural is because you probably both had liquid courage or something to the effect the first time you ever met. So you weren't even your true self. And what's funny about Christian dating, I think why it can be so awkward for people is because it's like, whoa, I have no liquid courage. I'm not in my element. I had to actually go and talk to this stranger about just me, and then like just get, and they have to just talk about them, and all we have is ourselves,
and we're not hooking up at the end of the night. So
like, and nothing will blur this night or make it where like we get to dismiss like healthy dating. So I'll say this, I'll like relieve some pressure right off from the bat and say, to a degree, healthy dating does have some uniqueness or some challenge, or some might say weirdness or awkwardness or some uncertainty, or you can put whatever label you want on it, that is just not normal to your everyday relationship in life. Mm. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like that's okay. Yeah. So that's where I think a lot of people get it wrong, is they don't see that as okay. Like embrace it. Embrace that you're about to sit down with potentially a stranger or someone that you need to get to know, or you would be going on dates, and you're breaking those like boundaries of asking really intentional questions and, you know, breaking the silence and, hey, how is this going? And like, I think one of the ways that people get it wrong, it feels awkward, is like they step in like it's like dating is an interview in a way, but it's not actually an interview.
I think it's more of an interview. It's like an evaluation process. And it's not, but the thing to clarify is that the first date is not the like end all be all evaluation, in my opinion. Like, I think that it's, you're not trying to evaluate every single thing about the person on a first date to see if you could marry them. That's where we get it wrong. You know, we try to make the first date this epic interview of like, yes, I'm going to bring you in my life, or no, I'm not. And I think that's where we have problems. It is an evaluation, sure, though, over time, of course.
So much expectations.
Yes. Ugh.
So much pressure.
Yes. And
I have one agenda on a first date. It's like, I'm going to get to know a person more than I knew them. And I'm going to like, I don't want to even say like, I'm going to walk out with a new friend. Cause that people could be like, Beto, friend zone. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is like, man, I want to know them more. And I do want to evaluate in a healthy way to see if there's a second date, not a wedding ring, second date by the end of the night. But also, I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, just want to have fun. I want to laugh. I want to laugh. I want to tell stories. I want to let my guard down, and I want to be who I am, like who I am, own who I am, and just like go for it. What's so funny, Kate, is if people are coming in weird and like all this pressure and all these expectations and it's built up, you're not even giving each other like an honest evaluation.
Right. You're not even giving each other like yourselves. Like,
yes.
And you're not having fun. Like, you're not going to have fun. Like, if you're in your head about it so much. And I get it. I don't want to like put blame on people. I get it. There's a lot of reasons why you have made this up to be something such a big deal. Maybe you've never been on a date. Maybe other people around you are making it a big deal. We'll talk about that in a second. But I think as best as we can, we need to see this as an opportunity to seriously just get to know an amazing person that God has created. Like, literally, it's like, this person's in front of me. What a cool opportunity to converse with somebody who has a totally different background, sees life a completely different way. I get to learn about how they were brought up, maybe, or like where they lived, and how cool is that? And like, I want to be curious and just get to know like about another person. Like, wow, that's great. And like, you know, like, and we get to practice asking questions, practicing staying engaged, practice flirting a little bit. Like, that's great. Yes. Like, dating, going on dates is a great opportunity to do that.
And you get to be impressed, not impressive.
Ooh, yes, that's it.
Like, you get to go, I'm going to be in this moment a there you are person, not a here I am person.
Oh, because there you go.
Humility looks good on everyone.
Yes. And
like dating, I think so many people walk in going, I'm going to wow them.
Right.
And it's like, no, walk in and be wowed.
Yes.
Like, set them up to be the shining star. And I'm telling you, if both people come in wanting to be wowed, like rather than wow the other person, you're taking pressure off yourself and then you're setting them up for success. So if both people are coming in with the mindset of setting the other person up for success, you're going to feel like you succeeded.
Yes.
Because you're both going to be like, wow, I was so pursued and they were so interested and wow, they were so engaged in what I was saying. And a lot of times, like if you're trying to be the one that's interesting rather than being interested, you ask them a question, but then you're evaluating, oh my gosh, okay, at the end of this answer, they're going to say, well, what about you? And so you're already thinking about your answer.
Yes.
And you're not engaging. You're not engaging. You're not making eye contact and nodding and giving nonverbals. And ladies, like when he drops an obvious flirt, like grab his wrist and laugh. You know, like there's just so many different things that you can do, but you have to be fully present and about them in the moment to get to fully do it.
Yes.
And not be so caught up in get out of your head, you know?
And something that I want to just point out with what you just said is, guess what is going to be the most impressive things to the person? What it's going to be at the end of the day is what leaves me the most impressed is when I was on a date and I felt genuinely that person cared to get to know me. And so by being engaged, by staying curious, by being in the moment and not just trying to perform for that person or impress them, you're actually going to inadvertently probably impress them more. And that's the funny part versus me. So if you can just focus on, I'm trying to make them feel, I always say this to people, make them feel seen, heard, loved, valued in whatever way you can, you know? So like if they say something really cool, wow, that's a really cool talent, or I think that's so awesome. And it seems that you're super cultured, that you lived in France for 6 months. Wow, that's so interesting. Like, you know, you're complimenting them, showing that you're interested and asking more questions. Like, that's going to make the other person leave being like, wow, that person was super engaging. And I felt like they just cared about who I was and they weren't sizing me up for marriage. They were genuinely interested, you know?
Exactly. Woo! Exactly. Like, they're not some agenda for you. Like, they're not the means to an agenda in your mind. They are a human being, like you said earlier, who is made in the image of God, who has their own story, their own perspective, their own worldview, and they have something to teach you. So learn.
Yes.
And be a student of them. Like, yes. Let them teach you. Oh. Everyone will feel so valued by that.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
Go ahead.
Something's coming up for me. I heard Bob Goff say once, and I love Bob Goff. He's just such a happy-go-lucky person. And he said, I like to live each day like I am trying to live a noteworthy life. And he says that he literally goes to how many times have we been to coffee with a person? And then someone asks us later, hey, how was your coffee with so-and-so? And we're like, it was good. Like, and that's all we say. And he's like, what if instead we took a notebook with us and like actually caught nuggets from our conversations, that we paid attention so much so that it's more than just like, oh, it was a good time. It was like, but no, I'm making notes of things I'm learning from people. I'm like, I'm paying attention and I'm not just letting moments pass me by. And what if we could live a noteworthy life by making our dates and even just a first date, like an opportunity to really care about learning about somebody else and even learning about yourself, because the questions you get asked, you're like, oh, okay, I'm stepping out and being vulnerable a little bit and sharing that. Okay, this feels interesting. Why did that feel so hard? You know, you're learning about yourself in the process too.
It's so funny. This is, okay, now this is a hot take with JD. This is not what you should do or how you should evaluate a date and how it's going. This is strictly, I don't know if it's my upbringing, I don't know what, but when I'm on a date, it's so funny. One of the things that I'm watching for the most is how she is to everyone else besides me.
Yeah, that's good.
So like, how does she interact with the host when we walked in the restaurant? Like, how does she interact with the waiter or waitress? How does she interact with people that we're sitting with as we're waiting to be seated? Like, how does she interact with me? But is she on her phone? You know, is there something more interesting going on her phone?
Right. You know? Is she fubbing? That's what I call fubbing. It's a phone snub.
Yes. Like I'm just watching who she is in like just the most normal when she's not feeling like she's in the interview.
Right.
Like when she's in the atmosphere of like normal life around the date, like I'm watching for those things.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Because I think that's for the guy and the girl to know, like, I'm evaluating, how does this person see people? How does this person see opportunities? How does this person see an opportunity to extend love and interest and in kindness. Every person they meet? And kindness, yes. And like give off just energy and all the different things. And that stuff really, like, it really.
That's a character thing.
Yes. It just sticks out.
Anybody can sit across from you and be anything. Like, I'm an Enneagram 3. So like, that's so important. Like, sure, I could be on a date and I could say to myself, this is going to be the best date ever. And I will make that person have the best date ever because I'm in performance mode. You know what I mean? But like, then maybe on the side, I'm like, I'm clearly a little bit arrogant. I'm like not treating other people right. So it's so important to pay attention to how they interact with everybody and not just you, because there is a level where we feel like we are on our quote unquote best behavior on a date. So you should look at how they're interacting with others. I love that. Now, something I want to touch on, JD, too, is like, first that you said this, and then we'll go into like, who should you tell you're going on a first date. But I love that you said your goal of a first date is really just if I want to go on a second. And I think as Christians, we miss the mark. We're like, do I want to marry this person? And for women, we're like, can I see my last name being their last name? And could they be the father of my future children? And how much money does he make? And like, literally all these questions are in our heads. And I'm like, y'all got to just stop. Like, just do you know enough to say, I want to spend one more night with this person? Like, you know, getting to know them a bit more.
Yep. And I think that right there is... There's a lot of, I don't have much sympathy, and I know that can sound harsh, but I don't have a lot of sympathy for people who complain, why am I single? Why am I single? When they're going into dates like that. Because it's like, because you're holding everyone to husband expectations on a first date.
Yes.
Like, you're never going to find, they're never going
to
meet that.
Or they
like,
say no to dates where they could just be more open-minded about saying yes and see what happens, you know?
Right.
There's that too.
They think they know what they want so much that it limits them from even being persuaded or changing. And that's what you really got to watch out for in the whole like type thing.
Yes, that's good.
Like there's character things that you should never waver on and you should know right now. That's part of my type. If that's what you're talking about when you say type, go for it, girl. Go for it, guy. Like keep those things firm. But just the things about like how much does he make? What does he do? Father of my children. Is he sporty? Is he whatever? Like that kind of stuff. It's just like that might be the limiting factor that's keeping you in your singleness because no one's ever enough to amount to your type, to your expectation.
Yep.
And
yep.
So
that's a preference.
That.
That's a preference over a non-negotiable. It's like, okay, cool. We both love country music. If they didn't love country music, is that my ultimate deal breaker? Oh, can't see myself. You know what I mean? Like, even for me, I am not a camper and I've gone out with guys in here in California, lots of people love camping. And like, I'll go on dates and like the guy's like, I love camping. And I'm like, I do not. You know, and I'm not necessarily writing them off though on the first date. I'm like, I'm here to get curious. Did I have a good time with this person? How did I feel around them? Did I feel like there was, you know, and is there enough that I know about kind of their character to say, yeah, I want to go out again and just try this again? I mean, one of my things I say to people too is like, I think why we also make it weird is like sometimes we go on these like 6 to 7 hour first dates and I'm like, well, y'all, of course it feels weird. You just spilled your whole life story to them. Like, and
leave a mystery.
And then like, then it doesn't work out and you feel heartbroken. Well, then don't go on 6 hour dates.
I think it's funny, but I was just thinking when you said, I don't really like camping, whatever. It's like, but you're limiting yourself from going, I didn't like camping, but I like camping with you now.
Oh,
like, you
look
know,
at
like,
that. Yes.
You never know. Like that
you
person,
go.
You could become about that person over that, the once preference. Mm. And now suddenly that preference is changing because you're so about the person, not the preference.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't care what we're doing now, as long as I'm doing it with you because you make everything fun. I'm just liking being with you. But you don't even let yourself get there because your preferences are exceeding the person.
Ooh.
And that's just where things can get super just.
Well, we're eliminating people. I mean,
they'll keep you stuck.
Yes.
Is what it will do.
And it'll make you feel like you have no options and that dating sucks. When
where are all the guys?
Yes, exactly. Hey, come to my DMs. That's it, right? Let's address who should you tell. When you're going on, someone asks you on a first date, we're in the same church community or we have similar friend groups, because this is another place where it does get weird. Another way Christians make first dates weird. So who should we tell when we get asked out on a first date?
You should put it in the announcements bulletin at your church. No,
oh, Lord, help us.
Here's what I think sometimes I feel, at least in my bubble of ministry and dating context here in Dallas, I feel like this is what sometimes happens. Guy calls girl or guy sees girl. Hey girl, I'd like to take you on a date. You, me, Friday night, pick you up at 7. It's a date. All right. See ya. Hangs up. She steps outside and she's like, ladies assemble, and they come running from all different corners.
Yes.
And they're all like, what did he say? What did he say?
Oh my
and,
gosh.
And
shoot,
what,
it's true.
What they don't realize what's happening is what feels like a fun moment. It's like you pretty much just threw a wedding shower for a first date and like a dating shower, you know.
Oh,
maybe that
my
should
goodness.
Be a thing.
Yes. And, oh shoot.
And they're, what are you gonna wear? Where are y'all gonna go? What are y'all texting? What are, and everyone is suddenly,
you guys would be
so
cute together. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Your last name is perfect, you know, whatever. I can already see the wedding hashtag on Instagram and, you know, all this different stuff. And people love love. People also love to celebrate one another. And so I'm not downplaying those things, and those are amazing things. but they have to be in the appropriate time and place and in the right context, because here's what happens. Oh my gosh. The girl stuff, I mean, no offense, but girls kind of always be doing that about anything.
Yes.
Like, you signed up for Pilates? Oh my gosh, Pilates! Like, they're all, like, talking, like, let's get mimosas after, and they're all, you know, whatever.
Oh my
like,
gosh, in each
other,
seriously.
They're in each other's worlds always, and that's great, and I love that for them. I think what happens is this is where it can get crazy or weird, is because they freak the guy out, because now those four girls that guy barely knows, they're like, oh, Jake, I heard what you're doing Friday night. And he's like, you did? And then the next girl's like, so how, you ready for Friday night? And then the next girl's like, oh my gosh, I just want to say, Heather changed my life. And the guy's like, wow, this is like really a thing. Like, how many people know this?
Oh my gosh.
And the game of telephone just gets to the guy. And now he's like, wow, Heather is super into Friday night. And the reality is she just told, you know, her closest friends. And so all that to say, I think I've read enough mail. All that to say, I think you should be so intentional about who you share it with. And you should really put thought into it. Not because there's not a lot of people that you can trust, but I think you're sacrificing in that moment something great with something good. Because, you know, like, all that celebration and stuff will come in due time. And if you're running, though, for everyone to know that you're going on a date and you got pursued and you got the, you know, you whatever, it's like, you're probably putting a little too much
weight
yes. Yeah, into that. Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm not making fun of anyone. I'm not making anyone feel bad if that's been them before. But you're just putting so much pressure on that guy or guy vice versa with that girl. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, and then you run the risk. That's why guys say to me, I don't like to ask girls out in my church community. They make it too much of a big deal. And then if it doesn't work out, they all find out. And like, I feel like everybody knows and they just feel so uncomfortable.
Shunned.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh my gosh, it didn't work. So we need to just, women, this is for you right now. Just as a lady, like, I get the girl talk. I get it. But be cautious about the girl talk and share with a very few set of close friends. And you also have to be aware, who are you sharing with? Is it your friend that's like going to go tell everybody? Okay. Like, let's be real. Like, you need to keep this like, hey, this is really private. I did want to share this with you. I'm excited, but please keep this between us and like trusting you. Cause I think also when we share it with so many people and all those people make it a big deal, then we're going into the date feeling like it is such a big deal. And I think that if we can just tell a handful of people and they're like, that's great, let me know how it goes, that it will help us to just level set that this is just a first date, not a marriage proposal, you know, like,
totally.
And then we also, it really, like, if you do that, also helps you to relieve the pressure from yourself, because the other girls after the first date are all going to be texting you, how'd it go? And if it didn't go that well, you're feeling all this pressure because you're going to have to talk to your girls about how it went. Like, and you're like, has to go well, you know? Like,
exactly.
What does it mean if he doesn't like me? What does it mean if it doesn't go well? Am I unworthy? Am I never going to be chosen? Like, it's terrible. So let's just say I am going on a first date. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And that's it, y'all. That is it. But you don't blab it around to lots of people. And definitely don't tell your whole small group. Oh my goodness, please.
Yeah. That small group just became a big group.
Yeah. Like, now church telephone happened. And ladies, if you want the guys to ask you out more, try to do this, because if we can calm down, they're going to feel more comfortable asking out girls within our church communities. Okay. That's just one thing.
Yeah. And like, also though, like, to the fellas, like don't be so afraid. Like, to hear so many guys like, well, I don't want to ask out girls because the pressure and all that. Like, bro, at the end of the day, like, you can navigate if she's about it. And if, here's the thing. Okay, like, if a guy feels like a girl is worthy, and like, when I say worthy, I mean like, she is God honoring, God fearing, pursuing the Lord, you know, an amazing girl with a great reputation and a good head on her shoulders, he's not letting that stuff stop him. And so there is a line. I get it. I don't think this is like a deterring factor. Like, this is like, oh, because this happened, I'm out. I think it can just cause, we're talking about not making first dates so awkward.
Yeah.
So like, I think the guys can push through it and still go on the date. And so for both people, don't let who you tell, like, we're just saying this as a helpful tip. Yeah. Like, don't let who you tell influence, like, stay sound as you enter into that day. Like, this is about this person, not those people and what they think and what their opinions and what they know. This is about this person, not them.
Yes. And it's okay if I don't like them. I'm allowed to not like them, and it doesn't have to ruin everything. Like, it's not like a bomb has to explode. You're not required to, like, continue to fully date that person or marry them. Okay, let's just, everyone take a breath. It's just a date. And let me just say, if you don't kiss them on a first date, which I don't recommend you do, then awesome. Mm-hmm. You can still be friends if, like, you go on a handful of dates and it doesn't work out. Like, hello, everybody. That makes it way less awkward. When we get uncomfortable is when you go on a first date and then y'all end up kissing and then you're like, whoopsie, don't actually like this person, but I just kissed them. Now I feel that. Okay, so let's just stop that because it'll help the whole scenario even more. Okay, JD, any other last thoughts on that?
No, yeah, that's definitely should not do that. and if you are trying to do that, I would just again go, why?
Yeah.
And I would just say to the ladies right now, dodge that kiss. You're not obligated to kiss back. Like, turn to the right, turn to the left, take a step back.
Yes. Like,
put that finger up on that lip and say, I don't know what you thinking. This deserves a second, third, fourth. This is going to be your girlfriend before you even think about getting the kisses. Yeah. You know, he might just be swept away. You might be so amazing and smell so good and look so great that he just can't help himself. He's like a puppy with a wagging tail.
Yeah.
But, like, don't take on such a victim mentality where you're like, well, he went in, I didn't want him to feel bad, blah, blah, blah. Like, no.
You don't have to kiss him.
Yeah. Like, know your boundaries on a first date and know what you're about. And go and stay true to that. And
I will just say to that, I say at the beginning of most first dates, and it may seem awkward, but I'm just like, hey, so I just want to get this out of the way. Like, I'm so excited to be here. And because, like, people have different thoughts on first dates, I want you to know that I'm not going to kiss you on the first date. And just in case at the end, if I'm going in for the hug, just know that. And I've literally said that to guys just to level set it, you know, because I'm just meeting them. I don't know what they're thinking. And I don't know if they've kissed on first dates in the past, but I'm not going to do that. So to avoid that little awkward, oh, yep, giving a side hug, they're like, I tell them oftentimes.
Totally. Yeah. And so with that being said, like, I think just the recurring thing we're saying is, like, take the pressure off.
Breathe.
Be interested in them over interesting to them.
Yeah.
Help each other, set each other up for success. If a person does something that was awkward, or if they, like, you know, did something that could potentially embarrass them, like, don't highlight it, you know, like,
just
be kind and, like, and know that both of you are taking a risk, both of you are in it together, and just support the other person and have fun.
Enjoy it. Exactly. Dating kit doesn't have to be monotonous. Like, we can't actually enjoy it. Boom. Have
totally
fun. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.